When you're down, you kind of want to find a way back up. Doubling down on why you're down is not usually the best decision to make, but it seems to be kind of the life path of one Corey Richens. Of course, the woman to refresh herself who wrote the children's book about the husband who died and helped the kid grieve, and now she's being charged with lacing his Moscow mule with fentanyl and killing him. Yes. And then she wrote that walk the dog letter and that she's claiming is actually a manuscript or a very short novel, if you will. And that's where the mysteries continue to come out of. Prosecutors are pulling no punches, plainly stating Corey Richens was writing instructions to her family on how to testify in court. It's a claim that Richens and her legal team are fervently denying. Instead, they retort that she's been hard at work crafting a fictional book. However, prosecutors have expressed their desire to review this book in its entirety. Their recent request was quite direct. They want the whole manuscript. Apparently, there's 65 pages of this.
You better get to writing this, you know?
Start writing. It's their belief that these pages could be instrumental in shedding light on the true nature of the document.
This is so like OJ's book, If I Did It.
This is her going, I'm going to be smarter than everyone else, and I'm going to give my family instructions in the form of a book, and then they'll get what I want them to say, but I'm going to disguise it in a book, and nobody will figure it out. Because you're willing to go publish your bullshit book that really makes no sense whatsoever other than telling your family how to testify in this court case. Whether it's two pages or 65, it's the same damn thing. The mystery began last month when jail officials stumbled upon a paper in Richens' cell. To them, the paper appeared to be guiding her family members in how they should approach their testimonies. The discovery initiated a cascade of events which brought us to the present-day standoff. According to recent reports, prosecutors have taken a bold step this week, asking the court to compel Richens and her attorneys to turn over the rest of the so-called Walk the Dog document, which may contain another 60 to 65 pages. Digging deeper, the court files reveal a transcript of an intriguing conversation. This was a phone call Richens made while incarcerated, explaining her side of the controversy to a family member. In her words, she tried to clear the air, stating the Walk the Dog letter was merely one page of the full book to be called To Hell and Back. Wow. On September 14th, the Summit County Sheriff's deputies made a discovery, a portion of the manuscript conveniently hidden within a LSAT test preparation book.
Whoa. She's got an LSAT test preparation book. Does she think she's going to become an attorney while she's in jail?
Well, judging by her demeanor and what her narcissism, I don't think it's all that questionable that she may be thinking that. I think she may have kind of the arrogance of a Ted Bundy who also testified or represented himself in court. I think she thinks she's smarter than everyone and that she'll be able to just, you know, educate up on this before she faces trial and, you know, be smarter than her attorneys.
Wow, that's pretty gutsy, unless she's trying to look for tactics to help her get out of everything that she's into. But I can't imagine you'd find it in an LSAT book.
No, but it's probably where she's going. That same day, court documents highlighted the Richens handed over another 60 pages to her defense counsel, Sky Larzo, but the deputies did not examine a manila envelope believed to contain the remaining pages. Richens had labeled this envelope privileged. She shed more light on the story during the phone call, stating after jumping bail, she and her father, who she noted has been dead for 2 years, go to Mexico to a ranch where Eric Richens had previously stayed. While there, they find the people who sold Eric Richens the fentanyl that killed him. They also realize that human trafficking is happening at the ranch. They attempt to return to America, where Richens is arrested for fleeing the country. During the phone exchange, her brother Ronald Darden reacted with astonishment, exclaiming, "Oh my God, are you serious?" Richens replied, "Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. It's a 65-page novel. If they read the whole thing, and on the front of the novel, this is the worst part. On the front of the book, it literally says, These are true events that have happened in my life. However, she quickly added that these events were modified for a fiction novel. She really thinks people
will
just...
Does she understand that fiction means it's not true?
Yeah, I don't think so. And I think she believes that anything she says, people will just believe.
Good Lord.
Like, oh, yeah, if you say it's that, it's that. I don't care if it is a novel. She's trying to influence or to basically take the witnesses and witness tamper with them, albeit her family. But whether it's a 65-page novel or one or two pages, that was the intent of this book. It's not to go get this thing published and write a wonderful novel because it'll be so much a great bestseller, just like her children's book, which really was a dud to begin with. That's where it's going. That's her argument. She's trying to find a way to make this make sense and put some reasonable doubt there as they try to argue that this thing shouldn't even be entered into evidence to begin with. Good luck with that, though. Work the dog letter, they're saying, isn't just a mere work of fiction. Their stance is firm. The walk the dog letter is the defendant's frantic, dishonest attempt to explain how Eric Richens may have obtained illicit drugs when all available evidence establishes that she, in fact, obtained the fentanyl. We have the evidence of that. We have the woman who gave her the fentanyl. This is already there. So if she's going to try and assert that there's some sort of other thing going on here, it directly contradicts the solid evidence that exists.
Yeah, it does.
The argument hinges on the belief that the WTD letter, the walk the dog letter, illustrates the defendant's consciousness of guilt. I think it certainly does that. I do wonder, though, if there was a frantic... I wonder if her thought the whole time was that this is going to be a long... or a novel, a 65-page novel, or if once she got caught with those few pages, she suddenly had to write the other 65 to go down the road of having a novel story.
That's a good question. I want to read this. I want to read this book.
Oh, it'll come out. I'm sure it will come out in evidence at some time, and we can do a nice dramatic reading of it.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
It'd be kind of like we did with Lori and Chad Daybell and their love letter, their love text back and forth. We'll be able to do that soon once we see the other 60 pages from best-selling author Corey Richens.
Well, it looks like November 3rd, the prosecutors will be facing her as her next hearing is getting ready. And hopefully she'll have that manuscript all set to go and we can get into it.
I want to walk the dog.
Sick of the ads?
We ought to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.